It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Sometimes you just have a suspicion a person is going to go on to big things. Almost exactly 11 years ago, we interviewed an up-and-coming singer-songwriter who had just released her first CD.
At the time, Wauwatosa native Grace Weber was 19 years old, a student at NYU, and half of the artistic duo of Grace and Julian. And this is a taste of what that first album, also called Grace and Julian, sounded like.
I get down when I read your goodbyes, and I feel lost.
In the time since, Weber graduated from NYU, and she kept making music.
When you find out what you've been missing.
In recent years, she's worked with some accomplished musicians along the way, including Chance the Rapper, with whom she toured South America. And she founded a nonprofit here in Milwaukee to enhance music education opportunities for kids.
And then last year came along with maybe the brightest news yet, a recording contract with Capitol Records, which will put out her new album this year. Grace Weber was back home for the holidays and visited us again. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So I was thinking about the first time that you were on this show, and I think you were like a freshman or a sophomore in college. So then we look at where you are now. Do you wake up one morning and it hits you that you have gotten to the point that you have been working to all these years?
You know, I do allow myself that some days. I'm like, you know, I have to let myself celebrate that I've achieved this thing that I had always dreamed of, and like, wow, I really arrived at this point where I, you know, I signed a record deal with this legendary, iconic label. Like, I have to let myself celebrate that, because I think what I do sometimes is, okay, I've reached this point, now what's the next thing? And I don't let myself really enjoy the moment of patting myself on the back and being like, okay, cool, I did that. You know, let's pop open a bottle of champagne and toast to it. So I've been trying to let myself enjoy it.
Well, and you know, you think about it, and it's not necessarily like, you know, keeping it real and celebrating aren't mutually exclusive. I mean, you know, you can think about like these milestones along the way that you want to work towards without necessarily forgetting that there are still like other mileposts down the road, right?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way to say it. And it's all about, you know, maintaining the balance of, okay, I'm really driven to keep going, doing what I want to do, and also realizing that there's never really a point that you ultimately arrive at in art. It's always just, and just in life, it's always, okay, now let's see what's around the next corner and let's just keep going.
The other thing that hits me as I was kind of trying to look back at everything you have done since we talked in whatever that was, 2007 and 2008, is just how many opportunities that you took advantage of between now, between then and now. Do you develop a philosophy when it comes to taking on collaborations and choosing the opportunities?
You know, for the most part, I've been really blessed with having cool opportunities. It's sort of like a breadcrumb is the way that I look at it. Like, you know, the universe sort of puts these little breadcrumbs in front of me like, okay, do this, keep going. This is going to lead you to the next thing. And as long as I have an attitude of curiosity and openness and wonder, usually whatever it is, whatever the opportunity is, whether it's something, you know, I've done things too that haven't really led me anywhere, or have been things that, you know, weren't the best experiences. But because I went into it with a vision of, okay, I'm just going to see what this teaches me, I always learn something from it, and then it, you know, has led me down the path that I'm on. When I was in high school, if you had told me, okay, you're not really gonna start hitting your stride as far as knowing yourself as an artist, being kind of in your flow professionally until you're 30, I would have said, oh, no, no way. I'm gonna give up before then. But that's what my path, you know, has been a journey of at each turn, I learned something that I would have never expected and helped me grow in a really big way and helped me become the artist that I am today. So
were there moments you thought of giving up?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's, you know, being, I think it was moments of wondering if it's if the stress was worth it. You know, it's always these moments of like, oh, I'm so stressed about making it. But at every moment when I had those little blips of, okay, should I keep going? I would always ask myself, well, do I love singing? And the answer was yes. And then it was, okay, well, I can do this without the stress. I'm putting the stress on myself, deciding that I have to reach a certain level or hit this certain goal. I can just focus on the art and the music, you know, as long as I'm focused on why I love singing and getting on stage and sharing my voice with people, then, again, it doesn't matter where I'm at. It's like I'm always doing what I love, and then I'm happy.
When you talk about all these collaborations that you've done and people you've sung with and people have sung with you and opportunities you've had to do, you know, performances in kind of unusual places sometimes, is there a secret to doing all of these things and still coming out at the end of the day or end of the show or end of the album sounding like Grace Weber?
Yes. I think the secret is knowing yourself and really and learning when to say no to things. I always want to live under the sort of the year of yes, like Shonda Rhimes says, but when you really know yourself, you know what's gonna work for you as an artist. And I think that's when you really start hitting your stride. It's like, you know, this is my lane. This is what makes me happy. And also when you're collaborating with people, if you know yourself, your voice is always going to shine through no matter what the collaboration is. And so I think for me, it took me a little bit to feel that strength in being able to say, you know, this is who I am. This is the type of music that I love doing. These are my values. And these are the people that I want to align myself with. And really, for me, it came down to I want to make music with my friends, and I want to make music with people who bring me joy. And so when that is sort of your value, then it becomes easier to say no to things that don't bring you joy. Or like, you know, I don't really want to align myself with somebody who is bringing me down or isn't aligned with the value of love and light and all those things. So yeah, I think it's as long as you are very sturdy in who you are, no matter what you're doing, you're going to shine through.
I wonder if one of the lessons in growing up in this business is realizing that you can say no and people will continue to ask you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good way of saying it.
Talk a little bit about the record deal. I mean, I think many of us have this image in our mind of the record deal happening when some record company person is in the audience at a concert and then pulls the artist aside after they come off stage and says,
"Hey,
we
kid," with a big cigar in the mouth.
Exactly, and a contract that they're holding on to and a big check. I imagine that is not how the Capitol Records deal happened.
No. I mean, it was sort of magical a little bit in the sense it felt very right. Like it felt very much like the stars were aligning. Basically, we released, Binta and I, Binta's my manager, we released my first song off of the album called, the song was called More Than Friends in November of last year. And we released it independently, and 2 weeks before we put it out, we decided we were putting it out. Like, we didn't have this huge, big plan. We just were cut. Binta was like, you know what? Let's put out More Than Friends. Like, that song's ready. Even though the rest of the album isn't finished, let's just put it out and see what happens. And it was both of us just kind of jumping in and trusting each other and trusting the universe and trusting that, okay, this is the right time. Let's do it.
Funny how it all came down. Funny how it all came down to this. Wondering where you are, leaving with a bad taste on your lips. What would you say to me if I was happily alone?
So we put out More Than Friends, and it hit this playlist called New Music Friday, which is a really big playlist, especially at the time on Spotify, and you know, it got millions of plays, and John Mayer randomly heard it and posted a screenshot of the song on his Instagram. Just like all these really cool things happened that were unexpected and fun. And an A&R at Capitol named Aaron ended up hearing More Than Friends on a playlist that wasn't even like a fancy discovery playlist. It was just sort of a random playlist that she was listening down to, heard More Than Friends, and emailed Binta the next day and said, you know, I really love this song. Can we get on the phone? And actually a lot of labels reached out, but Aaron and Capitol, they were the only ones that were seemed really focused on the music. You know, when Binta talked to Aaron, it was Aaron wasn't asking questions of like, oh, well, you know, who else is on the album? Is she, I heard she's collaborating with Chance, or it was none of that. It was just, you know, we love Grace. We love her voice. We love her music. Her music moves me. Like, I feel things when I listen to her music. And that's the type of, you know, those are the type of people that I want to work with on the business side, are people who are excited about the art and are excited about the way it makes them feel versus tracking the numbers of, okay, well, how many, you know, Instagram followers does she have? Or, and so there was the way that the conversation was going was really resonating with us. And then the head of A&R at Capitol did come out to a show. It was interesting. I felt more relaxed that he was in the room.
You knew he was there.
Yeah. And I felt like a sense of kind of like when you have like a mentor or a, I don't even know why I felt like this, but I felt when he walked into the room, I felt more calm. From then, you know, it was just a process of figuring out the deal. And then when I went in to sign, I got to, you know, walk into the Capitol Records building with the big tower and
In Hollywood
and, you know, signed the paperwork. And then they had a bottle of champagne and we went to the roof and they gave me a tote bag and a T-shirt.
It must have been just a little bit surreal.
It was. It was surreal. There were cupcakes. And it also felt really normal. I think that's the other thing that I like about Capitol is like all the people that work there are really cool. You know, it feels like friends. You know, it's just there's a real sense of community and support. Like I got to meet a group of other women who were signed that year as well. A few weeks later, I did this thing with five other women who were recently signed, and I got to meet them, and they were all so cool, and it just felt like this real sense of camaraderie and, you know, no competition, just kind of like, oh, cool, like we're all experiencing this together and getting to talk about, you know, okay, well, what's it like for you? What's it like for you? And but the people on my team at Capitol are also just so cool. That's what, I was also just surprised how, like, everyone's just super down to earth. It's been a really good journey so far, and I'm just trying to keep reminding myself, like, just take it a day at a time. Keep having fun. Don't, you know, I have to journal a lot about not getting in my head. I tend to overthink things, and I do compare myself a lot to other musicians and artists who I'm friends with or who I look up to. And, oh, you know, am I not, you know, doing enough because I'm not getting enough likes on this post? You know, I struggle with all that stuff, and I have to remind myself to keep, like I said before, recalibrating my compass and remember what's important. And then, and again, like you said, honestly, celebrating the Capitol thing helps me recalibrate it too in a way of like, you know what, let me just enjoy this for a second. And my album is done, so I've been enjoying that and really like enjoying the moment, which sounds cliche, but hey, it's the truth. What do you see?
Did Mercy come out before you signed the deal or after?
After, yeah.
So do you feel when you put out a single after you sign a record deal that is there more pressure in the success or failure of a particular song when you've got the backing of a label behind you?
I put more pressure on myself, which was interesting. Like, it was a really eye-opening experience because Capitol, they seemed almost happier than I was. I was like, oh, well, shouldn't it be doing more? Should we get more plays? And they were like, congratulations, this is great. You know, we're so happy. So, but they didn't put the pressure on me. I actually kind of put the pressure on myself. So I've really been trying to process that. Like, okay, cool, this is interesting. Like, there isn't as much pressure as I thought there would be. There is definitely things that are different. Like, you know, it feels, I'm trying to find the balance between I've been doing this by myself for so long. Well, with Binta. But as far as the two of us really crafting every single release and, you know, every cover that we do is just like I ask my friend who's an artist to help me out or my buddy who's a graphic designer to do this or, you know, my brother helped me make the website. And now it's like, you know, the website needs to get cleared by like a whole legal team to make sure that, you know, it's there's a lot more people. There's like 40 people, you know, versus two.
The Grace Weber entourage.
Yeah, it's like a whole new and you have to really learn the balance of realizing that all these new people on your team want to be involved just as much as, you know, they want to feel excited about the process and you have to let them into the process and not be afraid of having to control everything and being so precious about everything, but still maintaining your artistry. So it's just this balance of, okay, you know, I can like let you in, plus I can still be like guiding the ship. So far it's been a really beautiful experience. And I also get access to work with all these new artists and, you know, the person who I'm going to be working with to shoot my album cover, this is probably way too TMI, but oh well, is, well, not TMI, it's just we're not releasing all the info yet. So I'll just say photographer who's shooting my album cover is this really amazing artist that I probably would have never gotten to work with if not for signing. So I get access to all these really cool things and kind of like keeping it all in the family while also extending the family. We're marrying into a large extended family.
I mean, it sounds almost like the difference between being a guy who has built his own house and then becomes an architect and, you know, has other people build the house for him, but it is still his house.
Yeah, it's like everybody is kind of painting the picture together. What other metaphors can we do?
Yeah, I know.
We're baking a cake. Everyone's throwing in their own spice.
Right, you become the executive chef instead of the
like,
sous chef.
Yes.
So the album is done.
Yes.
Does Capitol become any part of the creative process or it's done and they sign off on it?
Well, the beautiful thing about this was the album was done when we signed the deal. I mean, we had a couple little pieces that we still had to fill in. But the idea was that Binta and I were going to finish. Binta's the executive producer of the album as well, so that we were going to finish all those little details ourselves. And Capitol's been really supportive in helping us finish. But we really, you know, all the creative of this album was ours and was mine and done. And so it was a cool experience of Capitol hearing the album and, you know, signing off before I even signed. So then it was a feeling of like, okay, cool. They really like me for who I am. They love the album. They don't want to change anything. They don't want to change me. They love, you know, my style, my fashion, the art, the covers, like everything about me. They were like, you're great. You're cool. And it's a very refreshing feeling of like, you sure I don't have to do a tap dance or a, it's just kind of like, no, we think you're dope. And so, yeah, the album was done, and we just mastered it. So now we're just going on the journey of releasing it, and I'm pretty excited.
And presumably there will be a tour and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep, hopefully we're going to do we're starting to book out my headlining tour now. And the idea is, like, kind of once the album drops, just kind of go, you know, for hopefully the next 2 years after the album drops is going to be pretty intense. So I'm kind of prepping myself for that and trying to get into a good mindset. And then also then we'll start working on the album number two, hopefully, too. So keep creating, keep reminding myself that it's all about the love of the music and really, like, especially when you're trying, there's no roadmap, you know, like there's no degree that you can get that's going to help you get a job in the industry. It's all about being in the right place at the right time for the thing that's right for you.
Grace Weber, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What do you see? What do you see? Tell me what I need to know.
Wauwatosa native and Pius High School alum Grace Weber signed a deal with Capitol Records last fall. The new album will be out this year, but there are already several tracks available, and you can find a link to them from WUWM.com. Oh, show me some mercy, and I'll give you my ear.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.